The Fair Person Self-Congratulator.
You couldn't throw me a bone or two, Hussie, after I helped buddy build you.
I'm not saying I changed the game, but I did.
Movies where you've got 400 Gerard Whateleys and 400 Dwayne Russells all doing their thing.
I'm very comfortable in my own skin.
Alexander the Great wept when he realised that there was no more world to conquer. That's a little bit how I felt after the last at Sale today.
Del Santo, skillful.
Wear the three hats of being Sally Pearson the person, Sally Pearson the athlete, and Sally Pearson the coach.
My friends call me Robbo. You can call me Robocop.
When they open my rib cage up, Gary, and they actually look inside and see how big the wisp's heart is, it's going to defy science.
You get Dwayne's word on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing over daytime.
That's it. Off the bench, by the way, is for Macca's, McIlhenny's and Aussie Angus Burgers and for Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer. Third person self-congratulator of the year enters its seventh year. Who said we can't squeeze a segment out over the years, Pix?
Exactly, ever.
Malcolm Blight, three in a row, jersey retired. Oh, mate, Pix won in 15 and 17. He's been running up a lot. We know that's a common theme in his life. And, of course, the Sebi winners, Tom Brown, Nathan Brown, Kane Corns, Damien Barrett, David Taggart, all have gone on to have high opinions of themselves. Right.
I think the sports better got this market right, by the way. They framed Taggart, who won last year's Sebi, as the red-hot favourite, the $3.50 favourite at the start of the season. Not only that, thought he could do the rising star into the Brownlow.
He's Matt Rowe, really.
Looks like it.
He burst onto the scene, and you thought he's already the best, even first game in. And Blight retired helps enormously.
I think
he runs hard bonus to Blight's Farlap, but, you know, with Farlap retired, he's a Kowalski to Blight's Perkins.
He's going to be hard.
But here we go. Right. Now, 20 votes this week. I did start at 10, but I thought 20 was more appropriate.
We didn't give the leaderboard yet.
Leaderboard. Taggart, 13. Tim Payne, 6. Shane Warne, 5. Andrew Bogart, 5. Dilshan, 5. Kane Corns, 4. Albo Pix, 4. Flem, 4. And 1. K Rudd.
Crud.
4. First up, 2 votes. Chloe Malloy for this.
Sorry, I was drafted as a forward. Took out leading goal kicker with Katie Brennan. So came onto the scene as a forward and then ended up playing in the back line. And then injured my foot and then came into the midfield. So I guess in the way I've kind of been like a, you know, rode the bike of footy. I've kind of been everywhere on the field.
Yeah, well, I mean, client or no client, there's 2 votes.
You got, which client of yours?
Of course she is.
It's 2 votes, though, for sure. Every day of the week there. Pixie?
Great girl.
She is. Good media talent as well. But 2 votes, unfortunately, for her. She's going to have to get used to that in her media career. 2 votes to Dennis Pagan for this.
I'd look a moron if I said Kevin Sheedy was going to win. So Dennis Pagan will win.
He gets 2.
I know what he's talking about too.
And we'll get to that a little bit later on after 10. That's on my agenda straight out of the 10 o'clock news.
Of course it is.
Sitting on that, Pixie, until 10. 4 votes to Bharat Sundarasan. Is that how you say it? I always forget this wrong.
No idea.
He did a fantastic job in our cricket over the summer.
You employed him? What?
He was fantastic.
Well, get his name right then.
Bharat Sundarasan. 4 votes. Is that right?
It sounds right.
Yeah, for this.
I don't know what they've achieved at the Gabba. It might take years and years for it to sink in. Maybe it'll require a book by Bharat Sundarasan for them to.
You don't need to listen to the grab and he tells you his name.
Sundarasan.
Sundarasan. Yep. Anyway.
Right, so he gets 4 votes for that. He was a revelation in the cricket commentary.
He was actually very good.
He was. Great job by a cricket team, I thought, over the summer.
They did a good job.
Big Bash going well too. Right, 3 lots of 4 to finish though. David Taggart goes from 13.
Oh, boy.
13, as Hutto would say, to 17.
Jeez, going well,
with 4 votes for firstly this.
Why not?
As I said, you're good. Long as I'm around, mate, you're only going to be second best.
Yeah, I know. Right. That's true.
You know that statue out the front? It's actually of me. If you go along all right, I will get you one of you as well.
Oh, boy. There's another one, I think.
And then this from this morning.
I was just watching the replay of the 95 Cox Plate where I ran a handy fifth. Rode a retreat. Got on the back of Mahogany down by the school there.
All the years we've worked here, I've never known you for a jockey who rides a horse to come fifth, give him a rap. And now suddenly you've run one that's come fifth. Oh, I rode it beautiful. Couldn't have been ridden better.
Did you ever ride?
Any other one rides that runs eighth.
Anyone else would have run eighth.
So he gets...
Well, that's an easy vote. He gets four votes.
Four votes for that.
Easy four.
Enjoyed Flem's work over the summer. He gets four, and he starts to make a move from four to eight in the second spot. He's going to run out of games, I think. But firstly for this, and then this, and then this.
I thought I sent out a nice tweet last night, Jules. Did you... Didn't read that?
Maybe you blocked me and I can't read it. I don't know.
I have a little lunchtime chat to legends like Chris, you know, for them to give their time for an award-winning segment. Yeah. I did win the best international cricket lunchtime chat show.
Lunch with Letterman used to be a good show in the old cricket days, didn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, Dave said, you know, you've got to pass the baton at some stage. And I said, Dave, I can do that and probably add a bit more. you know, not a bit of... When you're coming off a match-winning 70 in a drawn test match, you know, you've got to get looked after, haven't you?
Nice.
A match-winning 70 in a drawn test match.
But a drum roll. I don't expect it four here. He hit a lot of fours in his cricket career, and he makes a stunning four here.
That's all he gets for four for this.
It goes to Michael Slater, and listen carefully to not only the name drop, because there's some big name drops, there's multiple name drops.
There's a nickname in there.
But also, when you actually drop a name, he called him a name that not people off the street wouldn't often call him.
No.
So you'd be the
very familiar name.
It's a familiar, yeah. I think it was a misfire, personally.
Let's have a listen.
Let's have a listen to this from Michael Slater.
At the end of that concert, I actually got backstage. I got to know the organiser of the tour and a good mate of John Bon Jovi's, and I actually got to meet the band. John Bon came out last. I had about 40 minutes with him. It was the highlight of my life. I couldn't speak. We were sitting around, and Tico Torres is the drummer, and he's had a lot to do with Ian Botham and charity work. So Tico actually knows a little bit about cricket. The others have no idea. Richie Sambora, no idea. Heather Locklear was there. That was a Noah together.
Oh, boy. Jeez, we're doing some...
Do you reckon people call John him Bon. John Bon?
I don't think anyone calls him John Bon. Jeez. John Bon.
I know this guy really well, John Bon.
John Bon. They've become very familiar after meeting him once. That was that tour where, remember, he sort of lost his way a bit, Michael Slater? Remember he had the tattoo, he was wearing the muscle shirt, he had the love heart on his shoulder got the tattoo on his shoulder, and he was appealing for catches the next series after that. He just started to lose his way a bit.
One of the great mysteries has been resolved, though, Pix. It was John Bon.
John Bon, yeah.
John Bon's fault.
Yeah, well, he certainly was partying that trip. He was a great player, Michael Slater.
With Heather and John Bon?
Heather Locklear, Richie Sambora. They had no idea. No, good on him.
So there you go. That's four
votes. The cricketers do. Like Warney, the amount of people Warney knows. It's extraordinary how many of he's really good friends with. Extraordinary.
So Taggart's 17 now, the leader. And Fleming moves to eight in second spot.
I tell you
what,
if we can somehow get Flemo involved in the remainder of the Big Bash / some sort of a footy program, he's a massive chance to win this whole thing.
He just needs airtime.
He just doesn't have enough airtime for us to get him.
The door's open. We'd create the airtime to get him the votes he needs.
Well, he's gone to eight. He's gone into clear second.
He's a bit of a Hawthorn Herman in the winter, though.
Well, he gets in that crew with Quarters and Ross Stevenson and all that crew, Limo, and there's a big crew of them.
Yeah.
Bobby Waters, I think. He's in the
What do you reckon their WhatsApp group would be called? Probably, why is Ben McAvoy at centre-half back or something like that?
I think they named a horse after whatever it's called. Because I remember we were calling a match with Quarters and their horse
was
running
around. We'll find out for you in the 10 o'clock news.
Quarters. I haven't heard from Quarters for a while.
The name of the Hawthorn media crew WhatsApp. I'd love to know the name of it.
Yeah, well.
There'll be one for sure.
Oh, of course there
is. There's a Carlton one.
Who's in the Carlton one? Give me some names.
Oh, they're all in there.
Give me that one name.
Hughesy.
Oh, Hughesy's in that one, right, eh?
Martin Bakula, the Minister for Sport.
Oh, Martin Bakula's in it?
Andy Marr. Yeah, I think Andy Marr was kicked out, I heard.
Oh, you could
a lot more on this after 10.
Couldn't kick him out. I'll tell you what, Martin Bakula put his list of best cricketers he'd seen in Australia.
It was not bad.
It was a very good list.